Dr. Lucas Carey is with us. He was formerly incarcerated and now works as a reintegration manager at OutCare in WA. Welcome to the program, Lucas.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Ivan made a really good point then about reintegration to family. And I know that you speak publicly about this. What was it like for you trying to get back into your role as husband and dad?
Extraordinarily difficult. And that's one of the biggest challenges that we face for a lot of the clients we work with here in Western Australia as well, is the lack of opportunity in prison to keep those strong connections and to keep those powerful alliances with family, friends and community just stops when someone's locked in a box. Whether that is phone call costs, whether it is the geographical areas for visitations. I was lucky enough that I had my brother, my daughter, my mum and some friends when I was serving time in Victoria, but my wife and children were living in Western Australia. So in my period of incarceration, I only saw them twice. And that makes it extraordinarily challenging.
And how long were you in prison for?
Just over a year I was incarcerated. What happens a lot of here, especially in WA as well, is with Indigenous people that are incarcerated, well, they're incarcerated off country. So what happens is we take away the cultural link as well as the family link. And that makes it even more challenging for those guys and ladies to reintegrate.
And I imagine that is a huge oversight of, you know, our bureaucratic systems that we have so entrenched in our societies that formed long before this sort of thing was even considered.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And the voices of previously incarcerated and system impacted people now through the great work of Marietta and others in throughout the country are putting voices forward now of people that have actually lived it and a parent lived experience with learnt experience and are now being more mindful of the creation of policy and procedure to actually take the reintegration needs of people into consideration, which hasn't happened previously, which is a good thing.
Lucas, what's your story? Would you mind being able to explain what happened with your life? And I know it's probably a long story, but how did it go off the rails and how did you end up in prison? And then how did you get out and redefine your life?
I made a couple of extraordinarily silly decisions. I was in a position of responsibility and made some silly decisions that resulted in me serving a period of incarceration. And that period of incarceration was the toughest time in my life. And even though it was 7-8 years ago, I still have the scars today, mentally and physically, for that period of time. And the people we work with and the stories that we have here are the same, and the reintegration is challenging because you bring home those scars, you bring home that real battle that you face to literally stay alive mentally and physically in prisons, and you come home and you're expected to automatically be able to fold back into normal life, into normal actions, normal work. We have a set of great workers that work with us at OutCare, and these guys have got lived experience of drug and alcohol, incarceration and the like. And we have to work really hard to make sure we've got each other's backs because we all have scars and we all bring home the damage that the carceral system puts onto us because it exists. And most of it's because mistakes or things that we didn't make good decisions in the past.
What about trying to find a job? I see you've got a doctor title in front of your name. I'm not sure if you had that prior to being incarcerated. And you're clearly very intelligent, but if you've got prisoner on your resume, that's a really hard thing for employers to be open to overcoming.
Hey, thanks for saying I'm intelligent. I'll take that to the bank. I'm going to smile for the rest of the day now.
I could be wrong about that, but it seems pretty a sure thing.
You speak to my wife, she'll probably say that. But it's really challenging. I came home from prison, and I was one of the lucky ones, and I'm really mindful of saying this, and I say this whenever we speak publicly, is I have the ability to speak. I have the ability to orate. I've got an education. A lot of the guys don't. I came home from prison with a doctorate, 4 master's degrees, and couldn't get a job driving a forklift. It was impossible. And still to this day, with the education space, with the openness of what we do, I'm still unable to work in a lot of areas because of that black mark. And we have a whole lot of people that we work with that just can't get access to quality, meaningful employment. I'm not talking scrubbing a toilet in an outdoor golf course. We're talking about something that is meaningful for people. And it is extraordinarily difficult. There are so many human resource policies and procedures that stop or alter people from going in the door. There is, I understand and appreciate the need for criminal record checks for certain jobs and certain things, but it is used also still now as a controlling mechanism. And there's a saying amongst people that have served time that your sentence never finishes. And that unfortunately stays the same for people regardless of their education levels and regardless of their opportunities when they come home.
How important then is relationships and even potentially building some of those connections and relationships while you're still in prison so that there are people who actually know you rather than are looking at a piece of paper, think, oh, yeah, you look like you've got the right qualifications up, but you've been in prison? No.
Great question. It's a really good question. And this is a changing face of the reintegration space in Australia. We're lucky enough out here to have a couple of government contracts that allows us access to the incarcerated individuals 9 months before their return, so 9 months before they're scheduled to come back out, which gives us the chance to work with them on not only their social, emotional well-being and resilience skills and the other, but it also gives us the chance to work with them on housing, to work with them on some employment things such as interviewing skills, resume skills and the like, and it gives our clients 9 months to get to know their case managers. So as we speak now, I'm in the car with another gentleman with lived experience who's a case manager. We're off to work with a 17-year-old young man that he's been working with for nearly 9 months. So the relationship exists for this young man. So he knows now that he's got someone in his corner that can start the push for him for employment and for other opportunities.
Dr. Lucas Carey is with us. Just looking at the text messages, they are overwhelmingly along the lines of, I don't think prison is the answer. People in prisons are broken people. If society doesn't allow someone to reintegrate into it, it is far too easy for that person to fall through the cracks and end up back inside, says another text message. There is this, a couple of these ones though. I'm glad we taxpayers are spending all this money on theatre programs and pointless university courses for people in prison. I'd hate to see that money go somewhere else, like compensating victims of their crimes. What do you say to that, Lucas? There's always going to be that concern that, money spent on programs for people who have committed a crime is not fair.
It's a great point. It's a valid point because that's obviously coming from a lived experience position that person has felt and experienced. And I thank them for sending that message in. The two questions that I put forward to that argument and those arguments are, when someone comes home from prison, they might be your next door neighbour. They might be the coach of your young person's football team. They might be someone that is serving you at the shop. Wouldn't you prefer to know that they've received some rehabilitative support and services and they're going to come back and be the best person they can be to be part of society rather than being the damaged person or the person that has made an error before they went in prison? And then the other part that I always mention to people that have that argument, which is a valid one, but I ask the question to people, have you ever made a mistake yourself and have needed a second or third chance? And for anyone that answers that says no, they haven't, I'm calling bulldust. Because every person that we speak to has made a mistake somewhere and needs that second and third chance. And what those second and third chances look like is different for everybody. And the opportunity to know that I'm going to go home tonight and have a neighbour over my back fence, side fence, and across the street that may be someone that served a period of incarceration or may have been involved in the justice system. And for me to know that they've received a balanced reintegration and rehabilitative program puts them in a position that I know that the person across the street is going to be a good person for it.